Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 17. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you done missed some shit, okay? Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. Today's episode is all about, as you can see from the title, breaking down a cheater. Now, I get constant motherfucking DMs from girls asking me if my man does X, does that mean he's cheating? And about 99.2% of the time, yes, that motherfucker's cheating. But sometimes, for some reason, most women need that validation from their friend, or in this case, me, to let them know, like, that motherfucker cheating. Okay. Either way, though, I thought, why not break this shit down for once and for all? Now, I've actually been on both sides of the cheater spectrum. I've actually cheated before, and I've been cheated on. And you guys actually had an opportunity to hear my cheated on story play out back on season 1, episodes 5, Go Through His Phone Story. So feel free if you want to go ahead and have a refresher on that to play it back, because baby, that was tea. Ooh, that was tea. Just a quick FYI though, I actually no longer recommend going through his phone. I mean, we have leveled up and we're grown. I ain't put my energy into that. Because what happens in the dark, honey, comes to the light. Just saying. Universe does her shit. Okay. Anyways, so I thought today I bring you guys a good old countdown of what the fuck cheating looks like from a physical and an emotional side, because believe it or not, you can cheat emotionally.
Well, duh.
Oh yeah, it's a fucking thing. Now, full disclaimer, disclosure, or whatevers, these are my thoughts and sentiments, so take what you need or just listen to it for a key. Either way, the choice is yours. Now, we are all gonna disagree and agree or whatever. And I'm gonna be real, I don't care. This is me, my breakdown, my list of things based off of all my 30 plus years of experience in life, although I wasn't dating for full 30 years, but you catch my drift, okay? My wisdoms, honey, with some guidance with the universe. So this is how the breakdown came down, okay? Now, I actually have, when I'm looking at my list here, I have about 6 on my list for a breakdown of what a cheater looks like from an emotional to a physical point of view. I'm gonna alternate them, so it's 3 physical, 3 emotional, alternate them, you know, just to give y'all, you know, the structure of this episode, okay? I ain't gonna waste no time here. I'm gonna just get right fucking into it because y'all know how I get down. So let's go ahead and get into this countdown. Coming in at number 1, serial flirter. Is your man always sliding in some bitches' DMs? Constantly replying with heart eye emojis, even with the little drool face? Or better yet, I seen some where they do the little water splash emojis. Baby. Or is your man always in some bitches' likes? Or even worse, the motherfucking comments. Well, congratulations, you are dating a serial flirter. Now, let me break this down a little bit. I want to just be clear, because here's what I'm aware of, okay? Yes, us as humans, we will flirt. Yes, it can happen. Yes, it's human nature, and we get it. People flirt. I don't give a fuck what the logic, what the science is. I don't give a fuck what math problem you have on the motherfucking board to give me all these statistics. The problem where all of this shit lies in is when you go through great lengths to do that shit over and over again with the same motherfucker, or goddamn, with multiple motherfuckers, you are a motherfucking cheater, baby. Now, here's the memo though, because I want to put this real loud and clear. And this memo is to the motherfuckers who say, let's not take social media so seriously. It's just flirting. Look, y'all already know on my podcast, I focus a lot on social media because it is what makes the world go round. Okay, baby. So hear this and hear it loud and clear for the people in the back. Yes, it's just flirting. But no, I am going to take social media seriously. Why? Flirting is the foundation to setting the platform for others to misinterpret some shit. Okay? And you want to know why we should take the internet more seriously? Because when we are online, We can hide our expressions. We can hide our tones. Therefore, our words and reactions to posts actually leave things a lot more wide open for the other party to receive some shit how they want to perceive it. And in the realm of things, you're literally leading a person on to think that you want them, even if your intent isn't that. So we have to take it more seriously. My thing is this, is that when we get on social media and we post certain things, and depending on what the picture is and, you know, what the intent was behind that picture, motherfuckers that go firsthand liking shit within the first 5-10 minutes, and you always in the first top 10 to like some shit or to be in the comments or to be fucking reacting to a motherfucking story, the person that you're doing that to is gonna receive that like, damn, this motherfucker want me. Oh yeah, he first in line all day, every day. Okay, therefore, if you're doing that shit constantly with the same motherfucker, you don't think at some point this person is gonna look back and be like, oh, he want me. Let me go ahead and see what's good. Or let me go ahead and receive this as something. And even worse, if you're in a relationship and everybody knows you in a relationship and you out here doing all of that, baby, oh yeah, you're being looked at twice as hard that they think that you want them. Think about it. If you got a whole relationship and you so motherfucking happy, you ain't gonna be over here flirting constantly with the same motherfuckers. Cause then, baby, you ain't happy. Therefore, she gonna look at it like, he want me. So think twice. Take it more seriously. Just saying. Okay. Moving on. Coming in at number 2, incognito traveler or link ups. How many times have you looked at your man and said, damn, you going outside again? Always popping up with the same motherfuckers, but he never posts them people? Or is he always valuing his time with his friends that he can't talk to you when he out? Guess what, baby? He cheating. Now, if you are in a serious, and I'm gonna put this in all caps, okay? Imagine the capitalization. Serious, committed, capitalizations, baby, relationship. You should, one, have access to these friends, okay? That's just a fucking start. You should know who these friends are. You should have seen them, should have met them at some point in time, I would hope, okay? Next, when your boyfriend is out, and let's say you need to speak with him, they should still find a way to answer you, period. Now, I get, like, if it happens here or there, you know, obviously, if they out at a concert, you can't talk to them. If they out at a show, you can't talk to them. They in a movie, you can't talk to them. We get it. Understand that. Or even if they just kiki and have a dinner, whatever, you can't talk to them here or there. We get it. But if there is a pattern every time that they go out with the same motherfuckers they saying they going out with, or goddamn with various motherfuckers, who gives a fuck? Every time they go out, period, and they can't talk to you, they are motherfucking cheating. That's a red flag. I'm just saying. Oh, and let me kind of be clear here too. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about, oh, it's so controlling to do X because your partner needs space. Yes, I agree. At the end of the day, yes, when you go out with your friends and you do your thing, do your fucking thing. I ain't pressing you. I ain't stressing you. But you better believe if I have something to say and I need to talk to you, you can take 5 or 10 minutes to break from that shit that you doing and answer your phone. Okay. See, and I want to be clear here too, because there are some girls that they will literally do this with the intent to see if they're catching their man do something. I'm not speaking to those girls, okay? That's a whole different bracket of females. I'm talking about the ones that are in these serious, committed relationships who value the space between them and their partner, who understand that their partner is out and about kikiing, doing them, having fun with their friends, okay? You know, those healthy bitches? Yeah, them. Because I'll tell you one thing, I'm not sitting here checking for nobody 24/7. Bye-bye. I'm not doing that. I don't need a breakdown. I don't need to know the play-by-play. I don't need to know. But if I do need you for something, coming through, like let's say, all right, you go out and maybe 10 times out of the time you went out and I hit you 3 times and I can't get you, what the fuck are you doing? Just saying that you couldn't answer every fucking time. Or even worse, just to go back a little bit, if your person is constantly going out and they never post where they at, that's a little fucking shaky. I just saying, I mean, we document our lives on social media. And if they can document their lives when they alone or they with family, baby, and they can't do it when they with their friends, why are you hiding your friends? Are you really with your friends? motherfuckers saying? I mean, I don't want to hear nothing. Y'all motherfuckers be putting up everything in your fucking mama and the fucking kind of salad dressing you done had. And you mean to tell me when you out with your friends, you can't post that? That shit don't even sound right. All right, let's move on. Coming in at number 3, the conversational type. Hear this shit. Is your man always holding longer than usual conversations? Does he share his inner and darkest fears with the opposite sex? Every time you guys fight, does he run to his friend of the opposite sex for comfort and support? Guess what? That motherfucker cheating. Now listen. Look, I get that men and women can be friends. But here's where I kind of draw the little bit of the line, so to speak. And it get a little like, that don't look right. Listen, when you are constantly hitting your friend of the opposite sex multiple times a day or week, and you say, oh, they my bestie or whatever, and you treat them like your shoulder to cry on, especially when you in a committed relationship, that shit don't sit right. I don't want to like go too heavy into saying like, oh, this person's really, really cheating. But if this person is constantly relying on other females to be essentially what you're supposed to be to them, yeah, that motherfucker is kind of cheating. Just saying. I mean, because my thing is this, is I feel like, you know, us as women, when we are with men, we should feel like we are your best friend. And ain't no way that I feel like this, and this is just me though, I feel like there should be no way, no how that your little best friend of the opposite sex should be getting any keys to your spirit and even access to levels that I have access to you, period. I don't give a fuck if we arguing. I don't give a fuck if I'm annoying the fuck out of you. Nigga, no. That's just a no-go. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, we have friends. We kiki. We do that. I mean, ain't nobody trying to put a whole timeline. But my thing is, like, if you constantly going to this person, constantly sharing every deep, deep, deep fucking thing to this person who is just a friend, and they're getting access to you in ways that I have access to you, are we sharing the same nigga? I'm just saying. Just to be clear too, it's really important to understand that the person that you're choosing to have a commitment with, right, should be the only person that has access to you in different ways and levels than these friendships, okay? Let me just clarify that. That's what I'm calling on here. Now, I'm gonna give you an example. I wouldn't be calling my guy friend first to cry if I was going through some shit. Ain't no way you gonna catch me kikiing and telling my guy best friend my inner darkest fears. Okay, nor would I be giving him access to my spirit, my presence, my mind as I would to the man I lay down and commit with. Okay, no, that just doesn't happen. So for me, that's kind of cheating. It's an emotional stance of cheating. And you know what? I get it. Like, some people may not even view it that way, or they may not even be thinking they're doing it, you know, consciously, but you're motherfucking cheating. And I feel like it needs to be understood that you're kind of utilizing the friendship as a cover-up to have some sort of an emotional affair. And to me, that's just wrong. At the end of the day, you know, we have friends to lean on. We do that. But when you're giving them access to all these parts of you that the person that you're trying to have this long-filled commitment with should be having, nah, that's a dub. Just saying. Let's move on. Coming in at number 4, and this is very popular in my fucking DMs, the one that never goes home. How many times does your partner go out and drink and he always got to spend a night somewhere? Why is it that this person is so grown to go out and drink but can't catch an Uber to take his ass home?
Really, nigga?
I'm gonna tell you right now. It's because the motherfucker cheating. Okay? Listen, I get it being a thing from time to time, but every weekend, every holiday, like, what family he got on the side? Look, I get being safe, okay? But we have to be accountable for ourselves. If we are grown enough to go out and drink, smoke, you know, get all shit-faced or whatever y'all want to call it these days, we are all grown enough to ride back home. And you better get a motherfucking text saying that you fucking home safe, or at least a call. I mean, at this point, if he really fucked up, get a call. Because, I mean, if your man ain't never coming home, a text ain't it. Tell that motherfucker call you. Look, I'm just saying this, like, I get it. Sleepovers are a thing, but we are fucking grown. If you are pushing in your 30s, we are done with the days of sleepovers. We are adults. Okay, baby. Know your fucking limits. Be grown and go the fuck home. I'm just saying. Okay, this is not motherfucking back in the little high school days. We're gonna have a sleepover, matching pajamas. No, baby, that's a side family. That's a whole family on the side. No, just saying. Moving on. Coming in at number 5, low-key work bae. Now, please know this is probably all prior to COVID unless you are an essential worker. I mean, they kind of reopened outside, so I guess this might work now too. But anyway. Now, we all know this one very fucking well. Hey, I'm going to go work late with such and such. Oh, today at work with such and such, we were having lunch and the key. Oh, work is calling. Oh, there's this event and I'm going to go with insert work bae. She just my business partner. We only work together. We have this project. It's not what you think. Listen, it's one thing if your partner is always working. But if they always got to work with work bae, they motherfucking cheating. Okay? Physically or emotionally depends on if and when you meet the motherfucker. Listen, not setting boundaries at work is a death sentence for two reasons. One, you don't fucking eat where you shit. Getting mixy at work can earn you not only a motherfucking headache, but maybe can land your ass on the unemployment line, depending on who you fucking with. Okay? Two, don't let your woman catch you. Because I promise you, somebody getting hurt and it's probably gonna be you. And you might find your shit packed outside. Eeh. Either way, it's one of those situations where because you spend a significant amount of time with this person, you are opening the doors for them to interpret some shit in another way. And I just don't recommend, honey. Okay? I mean, come on, think about it. We at work 8+ hours a day, honey. And you see the same motherfuckers every fucking day. They damn near family. And if you start kikiing and spending time and texting and flirting and all this extra shit, you are motherfucking cheating with work bae. You have a work bae. A work bae. Bruh. That ain't it. Let me move the fuck on. All right. Coming in as my final one at number 6, too many friends of the opposite sex. Now look, I know I talked about this on my He Say She Just a Friend episode, but it had to make the countdown. It has to. It just has to. And I'm gonna break it down why though, to a certain extent, okay? Once again, I am fully aware that men and women have friendships. But baby, if your man is constantly friends with the following people, okay, understand that they have the potential to motherfucking cheat. So get your notepad and your motherfucking pen, pencil, whatever color you write in, honeys, and take these fucking notes, okay? If your man is friends with the following people, he has the potential to cheat. If he is friends with all of his exes, bitches that are two-night stands, bitches that he wants to test the waters with, and bitches he is attracted to, baby, he gonna cheat. He might cheat. He might. Look, let me go ahead and break this shit down a bit, okay? For starters, if your bae tends to befriend about 90% of his exes, more than likely he is wanting to know if he has an opportunity to come back. Look, I get it. People can break up and they can be amicable. But at 90% of the time, do I really want to see my ex? Fuck no. Fuck no. Goodbye. What is the point or the reason of maintaining a friendship with someone you used to love and fuck if you genuinely have zero feelings for them? Make it make sense, because it don't make sense. I don't want no motherfucker that used to be all up in me, in my face, who I was kissing on, and whatever the fuck they did to me that was wrong, bye-bye. Out my fucking space. I don't want you in my space. You are history. You are the past for a reason. The past stays in the past. I took you as the lesson I learned. And baby, I was blessed and moved on. Just fucking saying. Okay. Now, let me break down the two-night stands, okay? Two-night stands are the ones that he used to fuck, right? For casual sex. And then it fizzled. He'll probably watch her stories or whatever, slide in the DMs a few times with some flirting. And if a motherfucker get real lonely, he'll probably link up. Okay? That's what a two-night stand is. Now, the test the waters type of chick. If he's friends with a girl that's test the waters, this is where, like, he tried to date this person at one point, and then he realized this shit ain't it. But because she looked good, he's going to corner pocket her to friend zone just in case they decide to retest the motherfucking waters. Okay. Finally, attraction here. If your man is attracted physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually to his friend, he is in a friendship that is blurring the lines of cheating. Look, we have good-looking friends. Okay, but am I looking at my friend like, damn, if he pulled up on me, I let him slide? No. Listen, this is for anybody in a friendship of the opposite sex. If you are feeling connected or aroused by your friend's looks, actions, or energy, you are basically attracted to them, period. Let's call it what it is. And the really sad part in it is that you're actually doing your own relationship a huge disservice by you having a friend like that. And I'm going to kind of give you a little small breakdown here. And maybe this is a little bit of a rant. But I will never understand why people would hold friendships with motherfuckers that they're attracted to. Like, my biggest thing is this, is like, if you are attracted to somebody on a spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, whatever level, and they do something for you and your being, why are you even stuck in a relationship with somebody else? It just don't make sense to me. For all of that, you might as well just take that friend that you're attracted to, bump them up to test the waters phase, and save your fucking partner the heartbreak. Seriously. Like, I don't get it. I feel like, to me, it's almost selfish. It's almost as if, like, you're window shopping in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're gonna pass by the store every day. You have access to go into the store whenever the fuck you want. You probably get to touch it, see it, whatever, look at it, and all that. And then you get to fucking put it back and go home. You're window shopping, baby, with a friend that you're attracted to. I don't know how I feel about that one. Mm-mm. Look, I'm going to just say this much is that, you know, again, if you are in or if you have a person who has friends like that, I mean, you got to figure out what you want to do. Because that ain't it. I'm just fucking saying. Overall, cheating does nothing but cause unnecessary stress and heartache. I'm aware that there are various levels of cheating, and its supporting definitions vary among different people, okay? Like, for example, I know a lot of people think that flirting is not cheating while others do. A lot of people think you can go on vacay with a guy or girl bestie and share beds and face mask and be laid up watching 90 Day Fiancé and think that shit ain't cheating. But to other people, they may think that is cheating. Either way, all I really can say is that a couple different things would be: one, have the conversation with your partner about your meaning of cheating. Understand that these are boundaries and you have to establish them with the person you're with. That's the only way, one, they're gonna know. And then if you're on the receiving end of these boundaries that your partner is setting, I feel like respect it. You know, my thing is that when two people get into a commitment, they view this as a responsibility to one another. Okay, because I mean, some people have their own little definition of what commitment means. For me, when you are committing to someone, you are taking on the responsibility of giving them the foundation of what it takes to make a relationship work. And in that is whatever it is identified among two people. Okay, because everybody has their own set of foundational things for a relationship to work. Now, if you are with someone and they are sharing, these are my boundaries, this is where I feel comfortable, then it is your responsibility to meet them with that. Because if not, why are you committed in a relationship with that person? You feel me? The other take of it is too, is that if you have a partner who they're saying, here are my boundaries, okay? I am being vulnerable with this information with you, and you don't do everything in your power to make sure that your actions don't trigger certain insecurities or certain things that maybe raise red flags or eyebrows that look like they're kind of blurring their lines of their boundaries, you ain't shit. I'm just fucking saying. And I think I just want to be clear here because, you know, I've been told that we are very responsible for our own feelings. And it is very true. We are accountable for how we feel. But there is a but in that. But when I am in a committed relationship with someone, and if I'm telling you these are the things that bother me, these are the things that make me insecure, these are the things that I don't fuck with, it is your responsibility to me to make sure that your actions don't trigger those things and don't look like those things. Now, it is my responsibility how I choose to react to those triggers. But again, if you are in a committed relationship, why would you even want to trigger that person? Just saying. It's a legit question. My other thing for you guys is that you have to understand that whatever you identify as a benchmark to cheating, it means that it's a non-negotiable boundary. And again, your partner has to respect it. And I'm going to be very honest. I've seen and I've experienced so many relationships go left because definitions don't align. And I think it's just really important to have the communication, you know? And some of the people that kind of reach out to me and with some of the stories that they have, I'd be like, damn, how the fuck do you even have the audacity to go through this shit? You know, and then other people, I'm just like, I get it. You know, I get it. You know, love is a hard thing. You know, when you love somebody and you give them the chance and you want to believe and you want to kind of see things for the bigger picture, you know, all while you're kind of battling, you know, your own shadow and your own things that you have to fucking, you know, go overcome. You know, it kind of, you know, it gets a little tricky. Like, you know, do I stay? Do I go? You know, is this right? Or even sometimes too, you might look back and you might say, all right, am I being too hard on the boundaries I've set? You know, am I really being adaptable? You know, am I really looking at this from a different perspective? You know, so that's another thing. You know, we go through a lot of different things. You know, my biggest thing is this though, and I'm very firm on it, is that if it doesn't sit well within your spirit, within your own self, it ain't right. You know, I'm all open for changing, new perspective, fresh ideas. I'm so open to that. I'm open to going past, you know, traditional values and, you know, things that were very conventional and, you know, dated, so to speak, from my own generation that was been passed down and passed on. I'm so open for that. But when something just doesn't sit right within my spirit, it's just like, that shit ain't right. You know, and the biggest thing is for the people on the opposite side of this who, you know, are on the receiving end of like dealing with a partner who's like, these are my boundaries and this should look like cheating. You have to ask yourself, like, if somebody did that shit to you, would it sit well with you? And I mean, I'm not even talking on a selfish level, like, nah, I'm good. I'm talking about, like, look deep within yourself and ask yourself, if my partner did all the things that I'm fucking doing to them, will this shit sit right with me? And look at it from the outside looking in. For real. A lot of people don't like to step outside the box and really look at the situation and what it looks like. Instead, people are just so driven by, well, these are my principles, these are what it is, and here it is, that they don't even want to see, like, yo, if this shit was being done to you, are you going to meet me with the same level of understanding? Nah. I doubt it. Just keeping it a buck. And the thing is, too, is that there are certain things that come across and look like red flags because they are proven to be red flags. And I think a lot of people miss this. You know what I mean? Like, yes, if we want to add in this science and math and statistics, yeah, there could be a probability chance that you might fall into this 1% category that even though you fit all the red flags, that it ain't what it is. But motherfucker, part of us learning about our values and our self-love is because we have to be able to identify red flags. And if these are tested fucking theories that have been proven to be fucking toxicity and not fucking right and aligning with self-love and value, baby, come the fuck on. I'm just so tired of motherfuckers who they want to throw around free-spirited and all this extra shit to fucking blanketed the fact that red flags are red flags. Tested theories are fucking proven facts. Honey, come the fuck on. And I get it. Like, we all have different walks of life. We all might be on a different journey. But it's like, look here. If you want to be ain't shit, go be ain't shit. Like, my shit is like, don't blanket that shit with being free-spirited shit. Nah. Fuck that. That's just how I look at it. You know? But on the other side of things too, like, I can see it. I can understand, you know, all the dynamics that I probably gave you guys today that, you know, it could check the box. No, it could. It really fucking could. But on the other hand, I mean, come on. You know what I mean? If you've been through some shit so many times, you know what I mean? You have to protect yourself. You have to protect your heart. And, you know, heartbreak is real. And so, and it also goes down to, you know, loving yourself
And I'll be the first. I'll be the first to tell you, like, you know what I mean? On my own journey, I have had to learn how to battle with a lot of things. Okay, and the number one thing is loving myself. And as crazy as that sounds, it is a battle to love yourself, because sometimes, you know, for people like me, for example, I feel like if I put the love that I want to be given into somebody else, I'm gonna receive that back, not realizing that I can just put it into myself, you know? And, you know, where the cards lie, they lie, and what comes to me will come to me the way it should be, you know, rather than me just putting it out in that way. And, you know, my battles, you know, have always been with that. And in turn, I found myself in situations a lot, you know, in the past, in being relationships with people where, like, I would be so accepting of, you know, whatever they bring to the table and whatever, you know, logic they brought or whatever reasoning they had, because I was like, okay, you know, this person loves me. I mean, I see shit for what it is, and I get that. And you know, that's the logic piece behind it. You know, I see the situation for what it is, you know, but the intuitive side of it is like, you know, my spirit is bothered, you know, and sometimes we do have to find a balance between the two, you know, seeing shit for what it is, what it really is, and then also, you know, listening to our intuition, you know, so you have to find that balance and shit. There's no denying that. But again, you can't let one side overrule the other. And more importantly, because I'm a more spiritual person, my spirit really has guided me through a lot of shit, and it's helped me through a lot of shit. And honestly, your spirit comes first. Maybe that's just me. The mental shit comes later. I don't know. That could just be me. So, but, you know, my advice though would be is that if you are going through a situation, whether it's within this breakdown or even something even more crazy, you know, you have to really start asking yourself, like, does this shit really align within myself? Like, is this shit really aligning within the things that I deemed as necessary to love myself? Because if it doesn't, then you have to take a step back and ask yourself, then what am I willing to live with? Is it worth this? At what cost am I doing these things for? Just something to think about, baby. Sorry I've gone through that rant, honey. Just wanted to today. Well, I thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. Feel free to leave me a voice message. As always, subscribe, share, all that good shit. Okay, I definitely appreciate it. And I will catch you guys in the next episode.